Welcome to KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and guest by phone today, Lena Gilbert of the Holocaust Education Organization in Cedar Rapids with us. Usually a guest in studio, but recuperating from broke a bone in your foot, right, Lena?
Yes, Dennis. Thank you so much for accommodating this interview and doing this by phone. I really appreciate it.
Well, this is April is Holocaust Remembrance Month, and in the Eastern Iowa area, we have a special fund and set of activities associated with Holocaust Remembrance Month that David and Joan Thaler set up. Correct?
That is correct. The fund was established by Dr. Thaler in 1995 as a way to provide support for education about Holocaust to residents and students at the local colleges in the Linn County area.
And the speaker for this year is coming up on the 14th. That'll actually be here at Kirkwood, and we'll give that full information a little bit later. But tell me about Renata Laksova.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to meet Renata, but I understand from others who have met her that she is very dynamic, very engaging, and has a very compelling story to tell. Renata was very fortunate to have been part of one of the many transports that got children out of the areas in Europe and got them out of Eastern Europe and took them to Great Britain. And she was very fortunate to have been part of that. She was from the Czech Republic, I believe, and has a very interesting story to tell about her life and her family's life.
And, of course, the purpose of Holocaust Remembrance Month and our local activities here in the Cedar Rapids area is to obviously remember the events of the Holocaust. And you and I have spoken about this before. It's getting harder and harder because, of course, the Holocaust survivors, most of them have passed on. And like Renata, most everyone now that we are able to bring in for in-person speakers were very small children at the time.
Well, in case in point, my parents were both Holocaust survivors, which is why being affiliated with this particular organization is so important to me. And my parents have both passed. My mother was 84 when she passed in 2008, and my father passed in 2009 and was just short of his 91st birthday. They were teenagers, young adults, at the time that they were taken from their families when they were growing up in Poland. And when they survived some 4.5, 5.5 years after being held in concentration camps and shuffled all around Eastern Europe through the various concentration camps, labor camps, death camps, they survived and came to this country after a bit of time that they stayed in Germany after their liberation.
Did they talk about their experience with you a lot? My experience with a lot of veterans and also other people, you know, who were alive during World War II is that they didn't talk about it very much.
They did not talk about it very much. Occasionally, I recall as a young girl that the Cedar Rapids Gazette around the time of Holocaust Remembrance would contact my folks, and my folks would grant permission to do an interview, and there would be a very serious, somber tone in the house when the reporter and photographer would arrive. But that was the extent for a long, long time of their ability to cope with and discuss what had happened. And then it was in the mid-70s when I was in high school that I was reading in the history books in high school about things having to do with World War II and the Holocaust. And I I felt that the history books were just falling short in terms of the amount of information that was in the books that pertained to the Holocaust. But I spoke up to my teachers, and I mentioned to my teacher that my parents were Holocaust survivors, and shared with my teachers my viewpoint on these history books and how incomplete they were. And I had a teacher at the time that asked me if I thought I could get my parents to come and speak to our class. And I mentioned it to my folks, and my mom was willing to come and speak on the condition that I would accompany her and be there with her. And the news spread around the school, and coming to speak to one class turned into a standing room kind of event with all of the chairs and desks moved out of the classroom. Kids were sitting on the floor and people were standing around the edges of the classroom. And my mom sat at a little table in front with me by her side and told her story to the students. And it was quite moving and quite well received. And when other schools heard about this, and when other teachers heard about it and other organizations, my folks started to be invited to speak more frequently at public events and schools and gatherings of nonprofit organizations and other groups like church groups. And that really opened the door for them then beginning what became quite a great passion for them and speaking to all interested parties about their experiences, in the hopes that talking about it would open up people's minds and would give people firsthand witness account of what truly happened, and in the hopes that with that information, people would be better educated about the entire picture.
Well, and then fast forward to the 90s, when Joan Thaler noted that it didn't seem like today's high school and college students had any awareness of the Holocaust at all. And that was the genesis of the Thaler Holocaust Memorial Fund, which is, of course, the organization that continues to fund our Holocaust speakers to up to this day, including, of course, the appearance of Mrs. Laksova. Let's talk about, it's going to be, I mentioned the one at Kirkwood, but there are actually several different events, and she'll be at different areas around the community. You want to run through what's going to happen when she's here? Yes. Beginning August or April 12th?
Yes, and in fact, what I'd like to do at this time is make sure that all the listeners are aware of a special website that was developed by the Joan and David Thaler Holocaust Education Fund, and that website is holocausteducate.org, and that site will not only give people an opportunity to look at the calendar of upcoming events, but there will be various postings on the site from time to time, as well as free online courses that folks can enroll in, and information about how to become involved in the organization, how to make a charitable contribution, of course, and some information about the very foundation of the organization. So upcoming events for this year are on April 12th will be the community-wide Holocaust Remembrance Service at Mount Mercy University. And that will be held in the chapel on Mount Mercy campus. And I believe the time for that event is 7 p.m. Then Renata will also be speaking on the 13th, on Monday, April 13th, at Coe College, and then at Cornell later that same day on Monday the 13th. And on the 14th, her speaking series will wind up with a lecture and presentation at Kirkwood Community College.
And all of these events are free, of course.
All the events are free to the public, yes.
Okay. Well, again, if people want to any more information or specific times about any of the events while she's here, those 3 days, your website again is?
HolocaustEducate.org.
Okay. Lena, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about these about this important series.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for the opportunity to talk about this topic and tell the listeners about the upcoming lecture dates. Thank you very much for this opportunity and for this program.
This is all coming up a couple of weeks away, beginning April 12th. Again, holocausteducate.org if you'd like more information of the schedule. Thanks again, Lena.